Today is the 27th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's fantastic to be here with you. It's a delight that there is a place to be. And it's a joy that we can gather again around the global campfire. Take the next step forward on our grand voyage through the Bible this year. We're just reading it all, every book, every chapter, every verse, every word, and opening ourselves to it in its own context, allowing it to speak for itself. We hear all kinds of things about it. We're taught from it all the time, and that's fantastic. It's fantastic. We're here to let it talk for itself. We're here to read all of it and allow it to have its own context and to allow it to have its own voice in our lives. And if we're listening, we're finding it's a mirror. We're learning a lot about a lot of people. We're learning a lot about a lot of culture. We're learning a lot about a lot of things. We're also learning a lot about ourselves if we're paying any attention at all. Everything is getting touched and challenged. Everything false. The Bible will challenge what is false so that we can even see what is true. And so I'm glad we can be here for that every single day, because do we not get distracted every single day? So I'm glad that we're here taking the next step forward. And that next step forward leads us back into the book of Isaiah. I guess we're well into Isaiah, probably 3/4 of the way through. So let's dive in. Isaiah chapters 51, 52, and 53 today. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people who have my teaching in your hearts. Do not fear the reproach of others, and do not be dismayed when they revile you. For the moth will eat them up like a garment, and the worm will eat them like wool. But my deliverance will be forever, and my salvation to all generations. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in days of old, the generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab in pieces? Who pierced the dragon? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the depths of the sea a way for the redeemed to cross over? So the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with rejoicing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. I am he who comforts you. Why then are you afraid of a mere mortal who must die? a human being who fades like grass. You have forgotten the Lord, your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You fear continually, all day long, because of the fury of the oppressor, who is bent on destruction. But where is the fury of the oppressor? The oppressed shall speedily be released. They shall not die and go down to the pit, nor shall they lack bread. For I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. I have put my words in your mouth and hidden you in the shadow of my hand, stretching out the heavens and laying the foundations of the earth and saying to Zion, you are my people. Rouse yourself. Rouse yourself. Stand up, O Jerusalem. You who have drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath, who have drunk to the dregs the cup of staggering. There is no one to guide her among all the children she has born. There is no one to take her by the hand among all the children she has brought up. These two things have befallen you. Who will grieve with you? Devastation and destruction, famine and sword, who will comfort you? Your children have fainted. They lie at the head of every street, like an antelope in a net. They are full of the wrath of the Lord, the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear this, you who are wounded, who are drunk but not with wine. Thus says your sovereign, the Lord, your God who pleads the cause of his people. See, I have taken from your hand the cup of staggering. You shall drink no more from the cup of my wrath. And I will put it into the hand of your tormentors, who have said to you, bow down, that we may walk on you. And you have made your back like the ground and like the street for them to walk on. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For the uncircumcised and the unclean shall enter you no more. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, O captive Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive daughter Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, long ago, my people went down to Egypt to reside there as aliens. The Assyrian, too, has oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what am I doing here, says the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away without cause? Their rulers howl, says the Lord, and continually, all day long, my name is despised. Therefore, my people shall know my name. On that day, they shall know that it is I who speak. It is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices together as they shout for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth, shout together for joy, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart. Depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of it. Purify yourselves, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. just as there were many who were astonished at him. So marred was his appearance, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of mortals. So he shall startle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him. For that which had not been told them, they shall see. And that which they had not heard, they shall contemplate. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely, he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. And by his bruises, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. They made his grave with the wicked, and his tomb with the rich. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him with affliction. When you make his life an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring and shall prolong his days. Through him the will of the Lord shall prosper. Out of his anguish he shall see. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Ephesians 5. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But sexual immorality, an impurity of any kind, or greed, must not even be mentioned among you, as is proper among saints. Entirely out of place is obscene, silly, and vulgar talk, but instead let there be thanksgiving. Be sure of this, that no sexually immoral or impure person, or one who is greedy, that is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be associated with them. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to one another, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God, the Father at all times, and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Just as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives ought to be in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her in order to make her holy by cleansing her with the washing of water by the word, so as to present the church to himself in splendor, without a spot or wrinkle or anything of the kind, so that she may be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hates his own flesh, but he nourishes and tenderly cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I am speaking about Christ and the church. Each of you, however, should love his wife as himself, and a wife should respect her husband. Psalm 69:19-36. You know the insults I receive, and my shame and dishonor. My foes are all known to you. Insults have broken my heart, so that I am in despair. I looked for pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table be a trap for them, a snare for their allies. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see, and make their loins tremble continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be a desolation. Let no one live in their tents, for they persecute those whom you have struck down, and those whom you have wounded, they attack still more. Add guilt to their guilt. May they have no acquittal from you. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living. Let them not be enrolled among the righteous. But I am lowly and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, protect me. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. Let the oppressed see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy, and does not despise his own who are in bonds. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and his servants shall live there and possess it. The children of his servants shall inherit it, and those who love his name shall live in it. Proverbs 24:7. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the gate they do not open their mouths. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day in it. Thank you for another day to be confronted by it. Thank you for another day to be comforted by it. We open ourselves to you. Plant in the soil of our hearts, in the field of our lives, the seeds from your word, seeds that will yield the fruit of the Spirit. Show us how to live into what you teach us. Show us how to change what you correct in us. And comfort us as we walk this path, seeking life, seeking the narrow path. Be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is where you find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app is also home base. And that's also where you can find out what's going on around here. You can find that at the app store that works with your device by just searching for Daily Audio Bible. So check that out. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are Reese's. There are not Reese's there, but there are resources there for the journey that we are on. Everything from the Daily Audio Bible Journal, we crafted and fashioned and bound the right paper for, to the Blackwing pencils that I like to sharpen and journal with in my own hand. And I just found, like, yeah, there's all kinds of journal apps. We have one in the Daily Audio Bible app to jot things down. There is something about sharpening a pencil, sitting down, taking a moment. Even if it's just like the highs and the lows of the day, just, even if it's 5 minutes, just to slow everything down and find a rhythm that kind of puts you back in touch with your body, where you're writing the words down with your own hand. Surprising just how much it opens up. So we've crafted these things for that purpose. The Bible continually reminds us to remember where we came from, to remember how we got here. And forgetting that actually gets us into so much trouble in our lives. We forget who we are, and we find ourselves in positions where we're making reckless decisions, and it's not who we are, it's not who we want to be, and then we're trapped, and then deception, and then like so many things can enter into this story when we forget where we're going, when we forget how we got here. So remembering is something that is deeply embedded into the biblical narrative. So maybe we should do that. And maybe one of the ways that we do that is to write things down, because it gets foggy. And being able to go back 6 months ago and go, oh yeah, I remember that. Go back a year and a half ago and go, oh yeah, that was a crossroads. And here I am because of that crossroads, and see how things unfold and how the story of our lives are being told. Well, I guess there's my case for the Daily Audio Bible Journal, but there's my case for journaling. There are a number of other resources in the Daily Audio Bible shop for the journey that we are on. So check it out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we are grateful. We are humbled. We're all in this together. There is no other way to exist. And so thank you for your partnership, there is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. For the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. That's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, family. This is Prisoner of Hope calling. I wanted to ask you guys for prayer concerning a situation at my work, which is we have a lady here who is going to take her life. And in Colorado, we have assisted suicide, and it's just so unsettling to me. I feel shaky. I feel kind of upset about the whole situation. I didn't think I'd feel this upset about it. I knew it was kind of coming a little bit. There was some talks about it last week, but not just for me, but for her family, for our staff, everybody who doesn't agree with it. She has a sign on her door that says no religion. I think somebody was trying to speak to her about the Lord, and they just weren't having it. I don't think her family is Christian. I don't think she is. I pray that the Lord would speak to her heart, even in this moment, somehow, some way. That she would know Jesus as her Lord and Savior. This just isn't right. I just don't. It's very unsettling to know somebody's getting ready to take their life and have no control over that. I work in a nursing home, and I'm just sad about it. So, family, if you could pray for our staff, for the family, for everything involved concerning this. It's just disturbing. It just is. But thank you, family. I love you so much. Bye.
Hey, Dad, family. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. And I'm calling in about a prayer request from Liz. Liz, I'm so sorry for your loss. I lost my son in 22 to fentanyl as well. And I know the pain that you're experiencing. You too have a purpose to be here. And the Lord can use you in a mighty way. And He loves you. And He wants you to have peace. So, Devers, if you would just pray along with me for Liz. We just thank you, Lord, for Liz. And we know that you love her so much, Father God. Lord, we just lift her up to your throne room of grace. We ask that you just give her peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask that you would just wrap her in your wings and give her comfort. And be there for her and let her know that you love her so very much. Lord, we just ask that you would just heal her heart. We know that grief takes time, Lord. But we are just asking that you would help her to go through the stages of grief. And Lord, that you would tell her that you want to use her in a mighty way, Lord God. And give her direction. We just ask this in your mighty, matchless name. Amen.
Good day, everyone. I will be going by a new name called God's Masterpiece from Lagos, Nigeria. I used to be a caller with another name, but I will be going with that name now. I'm praying for Liz from Western New York, who lost her son. And she feels a decline in her brain function. My dear sister, I am so sorry about the loss of your son, and I pray for you today that God will give you beauty for your ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. So that spirit of heaviness that is upon you shall be lifted in the mighty name of Jesus. And I leave every one of us with this scripture, which Brian read recently. Isaiah 42, verse 9. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So I declare newness in every one of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Please let us allow God to walk in each and every one of us. Lastly, I want to say thank you so much, and God bless you to the Harding family. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your consistency. Thank you for your resilience. And may the good Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, it's Just Jay, Just Living Truth. It is September 24th, and I heard a prayer at the end of Brian's reading today that took me back 36 years. I apologize, I did not catch your name, but you made a comment that you thought everybody around you would be better off if you weren't here. Those were my same exact words when I was 29 years old. And I want to tell you, that is a lie from the pit of hell. I encourage you to keep coming back, call as much as you need, and get prayer. You are worthy. You are a daughter of a king. In my life, Jesus came to me and picked me up, wrapped his loving arms around me, and helped me stand. And that's all I can do on most days, is stand. And sweetheart, I encourage you to accept God's love and stand. In Jesus' name, I pray for you. Just Living Truth works. Bye.